So I hope we got that. The word for last week was sullet. All right. For some persons, I don't think it was as clear. But for some of the mediums and the channels that promoted it through, we had used sullet as the background. So us persons would better understand that that's the word. Remember when we began this season, we told everyone that we would have a word for focus for each episode. So I hope that one was clear for the last one. I've gotten good feedback as it relates to the last episode. And we're looking forward to improving upon the last episode. But remember the challenge for the season. Alright? Challenge is to understand the clues that's given from each episode, so that in the final episode we can unveil who Z is. Alright? So for this week, our word will be cattle voice. Alright? As you can see from the name of this episode, it's not a word that's English in origin. Well, cattle voice essentially means a crossroads or a turning point. And this is very significant because we all find ourselves at some point at a crossroads or a turning point in our lives. And it is where we decide what we'll do next. And what comes after this turning point? What comes after this crossroads? Did you make the right choice? Now, here's what we need to understand. First of all, persons who are complacent, persons who don't care about where they're going, often don't find themselves at crossroads. Our persons who are content with being where they are usually never find the crossroads. But by some miracle, if they find the crossroads, it won't make a difference because they'll just stay wherever they are at that crossroads. You know, they'll never choose. Because as far as they're concerned, they're comfortable. They're okay. They're fine. So there's no need to push. Alright? So, in that case, it really doesn't matter for them. But for the remainder, for the rest of us, that crossroads signals so much. You know? It speaks to the decisions that we have to make. It speaks to the fact that we want to make the best choice. It speaks to the fact that there is only one right path. But for this episode, we'll see that the path chosen is relevant. The reason for that choice is what we'll be focusing on for this episode. We must understand that at the end of the day, this is how we see it. And as we spoke about in the last season, perception is key. Now, if we are at this crossroads, now let's envision there's one stoplight, it's four different directions. One stoplight, and it only regulates two directions of this crossroads, the path we're coming from and the path right in front of us. Now, the other two paths, which is the ones going from left to right of us, is not guided by stoplights. It's not regulated by any road markers, right? As far as we're concerned, we're just seeing brushes to the left and right and an unmade path. Society would have us think that the right path here would be to follow the stoplight, you know, to go with the paved road and to hope it takes us to our destination. But I was listening to something that Eddie Pinera had on one of his pieces, and he had said that society creates our road markers, the stoplights, the stop signs, as ways of making life easier for us, as a way of trying to get us to not think, right? To just be robots and just operate as per norm. And this is why that's important. Because when we go up to a stoplight, we know that essentially red means stop and green means go, right? So at that point, there's no thought process required, if we're being honest. If it says green, then we go. If it says red, then we stop. And of course, as drivers, there are some more fine-tuning points. But essentially, there's not much thinking that's happening there. Now, when you decide to take the path that's not regulated by stop sign, stop light, or a road marker, then it changes everything. You know, when we take this path, we now have to decide how far down this path do we go. And if there are trails that's branching off, do we take one of those? Where will it lead? What will happen? You know? And this is where the journey starts. We often ask ourselves, why aren't we on a journey? Or why haven't we taken a journey? But Do we really want to take journeys? That's what it comes down to. And it is incumbent upon us to be true to ourselves and to do what feels right. And that won't always be easy, because we live in a society where how we feel isn't as important as what we're told to do. But if we look at the greats, the persons who've made it, I mean the Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett, the Bill Gates, great in terms of their achievements. If you look at them, most of their best or greatest decisions, their turning points, their crossroads came from doing what they felt was right. And we should take a page from their books. Alright? It's not about becoming them, it's becoming our best self. And we will just find that our best self is way, way greater than who they are. So I was 9 years old. doing what 9 years old, 9 year olds do. Enjoying life as far as I was concerned. You know, not a care in the world, and it was winter. And one later was the one night I got the phone call. I lost my mother. That was my crossroads. That was my turning point. It was the most crippling pain I've felt to date, if I'm being honest. And I cried. I did. I don't think I've cried since. I've cried that much since. But I had a decision to make. I lost my mother, but at that time I was living with my aunt. My aunt loved me and ensured that I was taken care of. And she did the best that she could. So it was my aunt and my great-grandma, my grandma, right? And we weren't living in the best community, you know? It was no Beverly Hills. It had its fair share of trouble. And for us Jamaicans, we know what that means, right? Inner city says everything, right? But, that was my community, but I had a decision to make. At that point, I think I had probably a year or two before I had to do GSAT, right? I was still in primary school. And I was average to that point. And at that point, even as a 9 year old, I decided, you know what? I need to use a catalyst. Right? And it was funny because I learned about catalysm and what that meant like a few days before. Well, not a few days before, like the year before. All right. And it was fascinating. And after getting through that heartache that night, all right, and going back to school, I decided that I was going to use it. This was during the holidays, of course. So school had resumed in a few weeks. And I was relentless. I went at school with everything I had. And that wasn't a lot. That wasn't a lot, you know? My aunt did everything she could to ensure I had, you know, some money to get stuff at school and so forth. But other kids were there with way more advantages in terms of they had all the textbooks, they had everything. And I decided that was not going to stop me. I went at it with everything I had. And it's fascinating because the year after that, when I was supposed to select the high schools we would eventually graduate to, everybody parents came in and so forth. And I got the paper. And I chose not to give it to my aunt. You know, I decided that hey, it's my future, I'm going to decide. And the recommendation was that you choose one very premium school and two that's not so premium. And the thought process behind that was that if you don't get through to the most premium school because of poor grades, then you would fall back to the two ordinary or subpar schools. And I'm sure that works for them. That was society's way of ensuring that everyone is happy. But no, that was not going to be my choice. I chose three premium schools. Actually, at that time, when I chose those schools, they were number 1, 2, and 4 in the country in terms of performance and academic performance. And to date, my aunt hasn't seen that paper. She hasn't. I went to the teacher and I lied to the teacher. I said, yeah, my aunt signed off on this and these are the three schools. So she's okay with it. And the teacher saw it and I was like, wow, so where's the safety net? And I said to her, well, these are the three schools. At the time, I never really understood in terms of safety net what she was referring to. I said, these were the three schools, and she took it and she made a note and she did up the ministry paper and sent it up. So from that point forward, there was only one choice, and it was making it. All right. Long story short, results came back and I got my first choice. Actually, I got selected for first and second choice. Choice is based on how great my results were. All right. I scored in the top 1% of the country. So much so, I got myself a scholarship for my performance that took me through to high school. But what's significant here is my turning point was the worst day of my life. You see, that was my crossroads. I had a decision to make. And it's not a decision most persons would make lightly or would be able to make. And no, I'm not someone with superpowers or super special. I chose that because I was sick and tired of the conditions I was in, and I wanted to be better. I wanted to be better for my mother. I wanted to be better for me, right? And it drove me. It drove me to become better. And that's what significance. And I hope when the day comes when you face your crossroads, it doesn't get decided by what society thinks is right. It gets decided by what you want, what you want to do, because society guides us in the direction it thinks we need to go, but society has no idea what we need for ourselves. It doesn't know what we need to grow. And this is why this episode is so important, Z. I hope that at your crossroads, you choose not to take the stoplight. You choose to take the beaten path, regardless of where it may lead. And if you come up on a dead end, you turn back and you get back to the crossroads and you go straight across the road. You go across to the other unbeaten path. And you keep going and going until you find your destination, because it's a journey that matters. And society will never tell us that. They'll tell us to be safe and to do the safe things, but there is no growth in safety, whether we like to believe it or not. And that's why cut of voice is so important. Cut of voice or crossroad or turning point, when we get there, the choice that we make is irrelevant. Why we choose to go is more important, and what happens on the journey is truly invaluable. And I hope when you get to your cut of war, you don't choose wisely, you choose relentlessly, and you enjoy the journey and everything it has to offer, because it is on this path that we find our truest self and we become our best self. So remember, be relentless.